exposing and saying, you know, we're against these particular policies, and we know you're all in it together. I mean, take Bush. 80%+ of Americans, Republicans and Democrats, Hispanic, white, black, are against open borders. But the Democrats want open borders, so do the Republicans. People are against gun control, but Bush says he'll sign the assault weapons ban. People are against the UN, but Bush signs on to UNESCO and now says our troops will be under UN control and will be charged by the International Criminal Court. But then the conservatives all ignore that, but then expose that agenda being promoted by the Democrats, but then people are willfully blind to the Republicans promoting the exact same agenda. So, you know, how do we set about changing that, David? You know, take these electronic voting machines that are going in, and there's no record of how you vote, riddled with fraud, run by the CIA publicly, and then they say, oh, you're a kook because you want to know how you voted. You want to be able to have a recount.
Well, I think, you know, again, we come back to the simple thing of information. The Illuminati don't want to control, and indeed don't control, the mainstream media because they think it's a bit of fun, and they wouldn't it be great to control the mainstream media? They do it because it is fundamental to their operation being in any way successful. You have to control what people receive as information, because what you're trying to do and what you must do is manipulate and implant a false belief in reality. So what must happen, and there's only really one way of doing it, and that's getting information out that challenges this mainstream monopoly on what is real and what's happening in the world, so that people can have another version of events. And as I know, and you know from experience, like I said earlier, once people have this other version of events, they go, wow, the world suddenly makes sense, yes. So I say to people who are new to this, just take point of observation that you're living in a one-party state, that the techniques of manipulation are to create problems, get you to say do something about the problems, and then offer solutions to those problems that change society, that advance the Orwellian centralized global parties, where any chance of government are doing and will do the same things. They'll just do it using different words and different methods.
Well, yeah, that's like John Edwards and Kerry saying we want a domestic CIA. I mean, they want everything Bush wants. Now, let me bring this up. I haven't brought this up on air, but I think it's important to bring it up. I had a chance several times, more than several times, to talk to Keanu Reeves a few weeks ago. And, of course, the star of The Matrix.
Yeah.
And he's totally aware of the New World Order, folks. That's all I can say. Just like Mel Gibson's aware of the New World Order. You know, the Gibson family, who we've talked to. But I had a chance to talk to Keanu Reeves while he was here in town working on a project quite a few times. And, you know, he watched my film Road to Tyranny, and we talked about it. And he wouldn't get too much into The Matrix with me, and obviously he was just the actor in it. But clearly The Matrix, the first one's great, the second one's weird, and the third one, there's this deal with the Illuminati. The Illuminati says, okay, you're aware of us, it's going to destroy things if you don't stop what you're doing. And for those of you that want to be free, we're going to have a truce and leave you alone. But for those of you that want to stay in The Matrix, we're going to have this bipolar, again, this false choice world. And there's a lot of really deep Illuminati messages on the dark side, I would say, in that film. And, I mean, do you have any comments to that?
Well, it's one of the areas, Alex, that I've been going into in more recent times very deeply and continue to do so. And that's the nature of reality and how we create it, because that is the foundation of how en masse we are being manipulated to create the world, the reality that the Illuminati want. It's very clear when you do research into quantum physics and all this this other stuff about the nature of reality and all that stuff, that the people that put the Matrix movies together sure as hell know an enormous amount about what's going on, even down to the fact that one of the bloodlines, because these are family bloodlines,
the Merovingian.
Yeah, the Merovingian bloodline is one of the key Illuminati bloodlines. And what does the Matrix movie call the gatekeeper in the movies? The Merovingian, a French guy, because the Merovingian bloodline came through France and is fundamentally one of the key Illuminati bloodlines. And one of the things that I've really been looking at, and really as not just pennies have dropped, whole banking systems have dropped in terms of understanding why society is structured as it is when you realize how we construct reality. and we actually do it in our own minds, in our own brains, the computer of the mind. But what I didn't realize until I really got into this is that when information enters the eyes, it's in nothing like the form that we think we're looking at around us. That only, that's constructed in our mind, and only...
Hey, well, stay there. We got a break. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. We're going to go to Paul and Tim and Charles and Greg and Randy and others. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. But I got a bunch of other questions and comments and discussions with David Icke that I want to go through. So we'll take calls and go back into discussion and then go back to calls. But each caller got about a minute or so, a question, a comment, something you want to get into with David Icke or myself. David, let's go ahead and go to these calls.
I'd like to come back to what I was saying before the break there, because this is fundamental to how we're manipulated, the way, our reality is constructed by external implantation of our beliefs. Basically, we're like a subject on the stage of a stage hypnotist. We're having false beliefs put into our minds, largely on a subconscious level, and then we see the world in line with those beliefs, in the same way as someone on a stage can be manipulated by a hypnotist to see an elephant in the audience, so we can be manipulated to see, terrorists where they're not.
Oh, I totally agree with you. Paul in Delaware, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. It's nice to speak with you, David.
Hello, Paul.
Hi. I really appreciate a lot of your work. And, Alex, I'd like to say the definition of insanity is a Christian that believes in evolution, that believes in psychics, that believes in UFOs, that believes in reptiles, that believes in wormholes. That's insanity. Now, also, you were talking about the Matrix. Well, I look at the Matrix. You guys are reading a lot into the Matrix. I look at the Matrix as I do as the Skulls movies 1, 2, and 3, Tomb Raider, and the upcoming National Treasure with Nicolas Cage. Now, you were saying about, how they're going to want to work with us, the smart people.
Well, no, I was saying that's propaganda. And I was going to get more into that.
Yeah, it is definitely propaganda, because don't think for a second that the people who are aware that you can read anything into that movie other than more conditioning and manipulation. And as Dr. Khalid Mohammed said, not that I'm a follower, but I have heard him speak before, we really want to work with you. We want to work with you. That's how he feels about the white people, and I feel the same way if you want to read something into this movie. Now,
okay, sir, that's your phone call.
Hold on.
No, I'm going to let you go, because I said we got to be fair to the callers. Let me get David Icke's response to what you were saying. What I was talking about, sir, is mass conditioning, as I've said over and over again, is that that's what the New World Order says, is that, the world's a dangerous place, so we've got to have a world government to keep everybody safe, and those of you that are thinking people see this, and we've got to be more ruthless than anybody else, or we'll lose control. Obviously, I said that movie, that third movie, is definitely bad and has a bad message, and I said that, and then you spun that into something different than what I said, and then you mentioned, Khalid Muhammad, who I've got on video saying horrible stuff. We've got to come together against the New World Order. David Icke?
Yeah, when I talk about the Matrix, I'm talking about the first one, which gave an excellent visual portrayal of the illusory world that we live in, and provably live in. When you look at even mainstream science, there's no way that this world is anything but an illusion that we construct in our minds. Therefore, if you can control what we believe to be real, you will control what we construct to be real.
The Bible says we're made in the image of God, and that we're creators, and that we go out and build things. The things that people thought up 50 years ago, 100 years ago, we have now developed and created.
Yeah, but the whole point that needs to get across is that we are constructing the reality we think is real according to our own belief in what is real. Therefore, like a stage hypnotist, if you can manipulate people to believe in a certain reality, you will get them to experience that reality because they'll construct it. And of course, we have the greatest stage hypnotist on planet Earth in the corner of every room, every living room, the television. which is constantly implanting a false belief in reality.
Let's take some calls.
Ignorantly doing it too, who are not aware, who are bringing up our children saying, this is what is real, this is what is not real. We're being hypnotized all the time without realizing it.
Tim in Ohio. Go ahead, Tim. Okay, Charles in North Carolina. Charles, you're on the air.
Yeah, David, in your book, Children of the Matrix, on page 207, you write, and I quote, there was no Jesus. And on page 61, you write, Jesus never really existed. Then you go on to argue that Jesus was a mythological creation of shape-shifting reptilian lizard people. And you want to talk about false impressions? While all of Alex Jones' work is based on verifiable facts like the Northwood document, your analysis mixes facts with blasphemous fiction, revealing you, the satanic motivations you have. You are a fraud, Mr. Ike.
Well, believe something else then, mate. Don't matter to me. Why should I care?
I'll tell you what. I hadn't read that, but I'd like to talk about that with David Ike when we get back. And I knew these calls would come up. Now, you guys wanted David Ike on. He's on the broadcast. We'll discuss it when we get back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're about to go back to David Ike and let him answer those comments that Charles was bringing up, who, by the way, I was going to hold over, but he hung up. And then we'll get to all the folks that are patiently holding, Greg, Randy, Brooke, Heather, Mike, and many, many others. Before I go back to David Ike, just briefly, QuizzingPlanet.tv, all my best radio interviews are there each week. My weekly television show, my special reports are posted each week. Generally one special report, sometimes two special reports, all my videos, a bunch of other great videos that we've gotten authorization to post, my book, Paul Watson's book, for 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year, 19 cents a day if you sign up for a month, prisonplanet.tv for those of you that are online, to stop the building of this prison planet. We're just trying to get people to think outside the box. Also, I've made 10 films. One of them is Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Are so-called Christian conservative leaders engaging in Moloch worship. You know, Leviticus, give not your children to the fires of Moloch, Ezekiel. This is the real deal. Our world leaders do believe in the devil, do believe in Satanism, and I am a Christian. Does that mean I'm one of these Christians that says the Patriot Act's good and world government's good? No. And I disagree with David if he indeed wrote that in that book, which I haven't read. We'll talk about that in a second. But I hope people will get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. I hope you'll get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State, Three Total Enslavement, my film, The Matrix of Evil. They're all incredible videos, $25.95 apiece, all over 2 hours, $20 if you order three or more of any of the 10 titles. And I also carry George Humphrey's new video that I think is just amazing, 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, and it's $19.95 with a color 80-plus page booklet that comes with it with all the documents and photos and information. Get a second copy for $14.95, so that's two videos and three copies of the book for $34.95. We carry Eric Hushman's video, Painful Deceptions, Exposing 9/11. These are all videos you've got to get. When you get my videos, the 10 I've made, you're authorized to make copies of them and spread the word. The toll-free number to order, take action, is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or you can go to PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com to order via the Safe Secure shopping cart. So again, that's 888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Now, David, before you respond to what that guy was saying earlier, I think some of it, I mean, are valid questions. But before you do that, will you tell us about some of your books and videos and your website?
Well, I've written a number of books over the last 10, 15 years or so. The latest one's called Tales from the Time Loop. One before that was called Alice in Wonderland and the World Trade Center Disaster. Then there's Children of the Matrix, The Biggest Secret, and The Truth Shall Set You Free. And my website is davidicke.com. Icke is I-C-K-E, which has about 5,000 web pages now and various subjects. It's updated almost every day.